another NerdWatch podcast. I, of course, am G Money.
You're terrible at this.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Freaking tired. Anyway.
You're the worst.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, 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 one and all, to the NerdWatch podcast.
Hey, everybody. Notice what time it is?
Of course, I'm G Money. We were having some technical difficulties. We may be having technical difficulties with the audio. I don't know what the frick is going on.
Why is camera locked on me? A pattern.
But don't worry. Everything will be fine. We're all good. Everything is good. We're all here.
No, not
is
really.
Isn't that what Han Solo says?
The camera is locked on me. Why is the
Han Solo says, I got a bad feeling about this.
No, no, but when he said...
Don't tell me the odds.
Yeah, yeah. He says, we're all here. We're everything is fine. We're all here.
He also said, hey.
Oh, okay.
It's me.
Hey. Well, listen, we are so happy that you guys could be here with us. We are a little short on crew
because
some are lazy bastards.
He also says that.
Didn't want to show up, but that's fine, ladies and gentlemen.
They're sick.
We're so glad you guys could be here with us. Now, if the audio sounds a little funny, don't worry about it. You can catch it on
the... It's because we got cheap equipment.
Hey, it's not cheap equipment. Why don't you shut your mouth? We don't have any cheap equipment here, but...
Says the guy can't make it work in 2 hours.
Hey, shut your mouth. Anyway, stay on target. Thank you, John Jay. Just to let you know that if you don't hear us properly, we will be posting on
if this show's not worth watching, it will not be worth listening
we'll
to.
We'll be posting
later.
Posting the podcast on all of our podcast aggregates. But of course, let me start with this.
People have badges now?
Yeah. Kind of cool.
See,
right?
Reed's got a top fan badge. Oh,
nice.
Man.
Oh,
I didn't look down on everyone else.
Sweet. Nice. Reed Kishimoto, one of the coolest cats I met while he was here. But let me get this started.
You just
first.
Said that because you found out he had a badge.
I know.
You didn't save up Murakami, and he's been watching us forever.
First of all, that was a mess.
Where's John Jay's badge?
Okay, everybody, relax. I just met Reed for the first time.
Oh, so that's why you're saying that.
Yes, yes. He's a cool.
You met him more recently, so he's your favorite.
One of my favorites. One of my many favorites.
Oh.
But
well, that's backpedaling if I've ever
no,
heard
it's
it.
Not. Shut your mouth.
I want to make sure everybody knows I still like him too.
Shut up. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, joining us tonight, he is on my right. Oh, no, that's the wrong guy.
Oh, my God, man.
No, I did it on purpose.
This show sucks.
He's late.
He's on my right.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. He is our Dark Knight. He is our, of course, punk rock superstar. He is the horror aficionado. And yes, boys and girls, he is
a hell of a kisser.
One heck of a kisser.
Every time
and
I hear horror aficionado, I think a scary fish.
I think a Julia Roberts profession and Pretty Woman.
I've got the hickeys to prove it. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the costume cowl wearing, cape wearing hero.
I don't wear cows.
Cowls.
Oh.
Cowls.
My jowls. You know what? You can go to hell with that.
And what? You wear jowls with your cowl and your jowls?
You're talking about my jowls now, huh?
No, no. That's not what I said.
I'm going to punch you in your jowls.
Hey, stop it. That's not what I said at all. Anyway, joining us tonight as well, he is the producer seducer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello. The producer seducer's in the house.
And a master
seducer. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Kai. Welcome, Kai.
It doesn't get looser.
Doesn't get looser than the producer seducer.
Oh, dude.
It's so late. I want to go home.
Hey, you know what? In the fridge, do I have a tea in the fridge, by the way, still?
This is what we're turning the show into.
I just want to know. No. I was thirsty. Gosh, damn.
Let's get this over with.
Technical difficulties and food and drink orders.
Last but not least, he is the gaming guru. And
this is what you guys have been waiting all night for.
I'm
watching us take drink orders and talk about how our equipment doesn't work.
Shut your mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the gaming guru that probably got to watch at least some of BlizzCon, I'm hoping.
I did, yeah.
Fantastic. We'll talk
Free Hong Kong!
We'll talk a little bit about that. Revolution of our time!
That's right.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Format.
Cheating.
He's in the house.
Yeah, yay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, since, what's his name? The guy who's not here.
Hey, Michael Womack is watching.
Oh, Michael Womack?
Wow.
I know that guy.
Wow. Mr. Airman himself.
Yes, the airman.
Now we have to have a good show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know what time it must be where he's at right now?
I bet.
It's probably 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah,
for
I wish I was just waking up from a good
red,
night's sleep.
White, and blue.
Well, what are these options now on the Facebook thing?
Isn't it weird?
Wants to watch with a group?
Yeah,
I don't want to watch with the cast.
I changed it a little
bit. I don't
want
to be in the cast.
But Why don't you shut your mouth?
But nobody else came tonight.
Now,
so.
The fact that Alika is not here
says
a lot.
Says a lot about the show. He left the comic book store to us. Apparently, he's feeling under the weather.
What he doesn't realize is I robbed the store blind.
He's definitely leaky this weeky. So he's not here.
His nose is leaky.
Oh, man. As well as other orifices.
Yeah, yeah. So the man who's taking over.
Micah corrected me. It's actually 3 a.m.
Oh,
over
3 a.m.? Dang. Wow. Dog.
Lord. Go
Why
to sleep.
Are you up?
Sounds like
go to sleep, Micah. You have an option.
No, no, no. You know what he did? You know what he did? He probably just got back home from the club.
The club, huh?
Yeah.
You think he's a clubber?
I think so.
Sounds more like a bar hop.
What he's doing.
Reed says, where is everyone? They gave up with how long it took G to get the equipment going.
Yeah. Hey, shut your mouth.
They were all here, but it took 2 hours to get this board going.
No, it wasn't the board. So anyway, before we get started,
it wasn't the board. It was the operator.
It was not the operator. Shut your mouth.
User error.
Shut your mouth. Anyway, boys and girls, let's get started. Time to find out. It is a new Comic Book Wednesday single Wednesday right here
I'm gonna
Maui
time
Comics
not
and
to
Collectibles.
An intro.
So good. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, let's find out what's new this week.
Oh, format. You're so dreamy. Let's hear that comic book list.
Of the comic book.
All right. So, Adam's Family,
what
the Bodies.
What do you want?
Amazing Spider-Man 33.
Yes.
Archie vs. Predator number 2.
Right on.
Batman 82. Berserker Unbound number 4. Black Cat number 6. Mm-hmm. Buffy the Vampire Slayer number 9. Oh, the music, really. Care Bears Unlock the Magic number 3.
That sounds like a porn.
Sure.
What?
To
Coffin
you
Bound number 4. Crow number 1. Daredevil number 13. Let's see.
Lucky number
Fantastic
13.
4, indeed. Fantastic Four number 16. Gears of War Hive Busters number 3 of 5.
That sounds like a porn.
That does. You're right,
Ghost Rider number 2. Oh, did Ghost Rider relaunch again?
I feel like they relaunched it every time they realize nobody actually cares about Ghost Rider anymore.
Green Lantern Black Stars number 1.
That's
Harley
the Grant Morrison book, yeah?
It is.
Yeah.
Should be interesting.
Oh, well, he's been writing Green Lanterns. I think this is his evolution of what he's been building towards.
Nice.
Harley Quinn, number 67. Immortal Hulk, 26. Infected King Shazam, number 1.
Infected?
Yeah. He's like the, says. You know how there's the Batman who laughs, the Jokerized Batman.
Oh.
Same kind of idea for Shazam.
I thought he had an STD or something.
Yeah, he does.
Four.
Yeah. He's got the clap.
He's got the clap.
Infectious Shazam.
Inferior
5. That's how he activates his power.
Number 3. Inferior 5, number 3, for Ooh. Those that missed it.
Gotcha.
Justice League 35. Kiss Zombies again.
As in the band.
Okay.
Not Kiss Zombies.
Got it. Okay.
Even I did a double take when I read that list.
I swear that came out before, though.
Kiss Zombies?
Yeah.
Probably.
Who's
I don't know.
Just another relaunch.
I mean, obviously nobody read it.
Who's actually doing that?
I don't know, but it's got cover art by that Sudayam guy.
Oh, Sudayam.
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 Legion of Superheroes, number 1. Very excited about that. Lois Lane, number 5.
What?
Magicians, number 1. Shut up. Magnificent
Miss Marvel,
number 9.
A girl is the lead of a book? What the hell?
Yes. Again, Magnificent Miss Marvel, number 9.
Okay.
Marvel Action Avengers, number 8. Marvel Action Black Panther, number 5. Miles Morales, Spider-Man, number 12. New Mutants, number 1. Yeah! More mutants. Old Man Quill, number 11.
Are we ever going to get the New Mutants movie?
Sure.
Eventually.
You'll see it in Redbox, like sometime this year, I'm sure.
I'm sure there'll be a Snyder Cut, too. Rick and Morty presents Unity, number 1. Ruby Falls, number 2. Savage Avengers, number 7. Spawn, 302.
Hold on.
Wait a minute.
The record breaking
Spawn 302.
There you go.
Spider-Man and Venom, Double Trouble, number 1. Star Wars, Dr. Aphra. Superman, Up in the Sky, number 5.
I think it's a cool name.
Up in the Sky?
No, Dr. Aphra. I really like
Aphra.
That.
Aphra. Mm-hmm. Not Fro.
Oh.
Stupid.
That's stupid.
Swordmaster, number 5. TMNT Urban Legends number 18.
Ooh.
Unearth number 5. Venom. What? Oh, Venom by Donny Cates. It's a hardcover book coming in. Web of Black Widow number 3.
Sexy.
Wonder Twins number 9. Yeah. Oh, another X book. Sweet. X-Force number 1 coming out this week as well. As hey, the girl. New Mutants title. And then Yondu number 1 and Young Justice number 10.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, that is your comic book list.
Did you mention Undiscovered Country in there?
I saw it, but I wasn't sure if that was a typo or not.
No, that's
Star Trek?
No. It's actually a pretty neat premise to a book. The United States walls itself off from the rest of the world.
Sweet. Mm.
Then 30 years later, nobody knows what happened in there.
Sweet.
So somebody has to go explore what happened in the United States in the last 30 years, and nobody knows.
Is that what that's about?
That's what that's about. Sick. It's a pretty neat premise.
It's like Stephen King's book, Under the Dome.
No, nobody cares about
it. I don't know if it's like that, but basically nobody knows what happened in the United States in that 30 years that they walled themselves off. So
sweet.
Yeah, somebody has to go in there and then...
So they actually you don't know what happened.
You know what it means? Trump's probably serving a fifth term.
30 years later? You think he's got another 30 years in him?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, maybe six.
How old is Trump right now? He's in his 60s. I don't think he's in his 70. With his current diet, and I mean, far be it for me to say this,
right?
I don't think he's got another 20, 30 years
in him. All right, fine. You know who it is? It's not his fifth term. It's his son Barron's second term.
Barron?
Yeah.
It might as well be...
I don't think we. I mean, even 30 years from now, I don't think we can ever say in a straight face we have a president whose first name is Barron.
It's a regular Trump.
But if the Russians take over, he can be the Red Baron.
It's a regular Trumptopia behind those walls.
Oh my God.
I kind of want to read that. It sounds interesting.
I know. It sounds pretty cool, actually.
It's a pretty cool premise to a book, for sure. It's going to be an AMC series in a year or two, I'm sure.
Who wrote it?
Oh, it's already been on.
Scott Snyder.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Scott Snyder.
Wow. All right, cool. Yep. Do we know how long the series is?
I can't remember if it's a mini series, maxi series, or an ongoing series. That I cannot remember.
Well, but if it's going to be AMC, it's going to be going.
Based on the premise alone, it could kind of take the place of The Walking Dead, perhaps, but it depends on what the book is.
Okay, sweet.
It's got a cool premise, but if you can keep it going from there, then, you know, that's the question.
Well, ironically enough, since you're talking comics and you said about something about the Snyder Cut, I just want you to know that Jason Momoa said in a report that he has seen
that's old news.
The Snyder Cut. That's I didn't know news. That until this week.
If you follow Zack Snyder, they have a picture of him showing it to him on a laptop. That was like a month or two ago.
What?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, this is old news.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Why do the Hawaiians get to do all the cool stuff first? I don't know what's going on.
I don't even know what to do with that statement. I really, yeah.
What?
I have no idea what to say about that statement at all.
He did.
Oh, man.
I don't know if I should be offended for other people.
No, he got to do cool stuff. Anyway.
Well, I would like to think his celebrity grants him a lot of access. I don't think it has anything to do with his Polynesian heritage.
Bull crap, it's his beard.
You think so?
Yeah.
Grow a beard, stupid. If it's all about the beard, grow.
Yeah.
He's got a beard. I don't have a beard. He doesn't have a beard.
I just shave because I have to.
Yeah.
Format's a lot cooler than us.
Yeah, that's true.
Now we know why.
Mm. All right.
It's all about the beard.
It's all about the beard. Well, speaking of beards, there's a gentleman, an Austrian gentleman, who was in the movies this week. He had a brand new film.
Oh, Maria Shriver's beard.
Yes, Maria Shriver's beard.
Is that not what you were going to say?
Yeah, it's good. Maria Shriver's beard and James Cameron's ex-wife.
That was really actually a mean thing
James
to say.
James Cameron's ex-wife.
It's a very intolerant statement to make.
It was fantastic.
I really don't like that you jumped on that.
It was. I did.
I said it, and I don't like that you jumped on that.
I think it's fantastic. Anyway, Terminator Dark Fate hit theaters this weekend. And let me tell you something. It is a complete box office bomb, unfortunately.
Shouldn't they have spelled Fate with a 3 at the end instead of an E?
You would think so.
Since this is supposed to be the actual third movie now?
Yes, it is. So we went to go see Terminator Dark Fate, myself, Aaron, and Ganon. Ganon, Terminator Dark Fate, which is a direct sequel to Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
It's becoming the Halloween series where it's like you pick your own adventure, whichever way you want to go with the timeline.
What are your thoughts?
I went in with very, very low expectations. Mm-hmm. I ended up liking it a lot. It's weird because a lot of the reviews that I've been watching or reading, they're not wrong in what they're saying.
The assessments, yes.
But I ended up coming out of it really liking it. And I mean, ultimately, it's basically The Force Awakens all over again. Because it's just a basic Terminator story.
Yeah.
It's not, let's change the ending. It's not like, let's save the world premise. It's just, let's save this one person. But they have the older character tag-alongs kind of thrown in the mix.
Yeah.
But if you really pay attention to the story and really think about it, if you remove them entirely,
yeah,
the story still happens the exact same way.
Right, right.
They're really just there to tether it to the rest of the continuity. But there is no continuity because they also go as far as to say, like, it's no longer Skynet anymore.
Correct.
It's Legion. So, like, you could...
Well, Skynet doesn't exist. Because they already defeated it, remember?
Yeah, and you know, there's that thing where if you start really picking it apart, none of it makes sense. Like, why the Terminators look exactly the same, even though it's not Skynet. And then, like they don't explain stuff. You have to kind of figure it out for yourself because, I don't know, should we even go into spoilers?
Yeah, we might as well. What the hell?
Okay, first thing they do in the first 5 minutes, they just kill John Connor.
Yeah.
Like, first 5 minutes.
Yeah!
First 5 minutes.
Thank God.
And I really don't know why everybody says that the CGI is amazing, because
it's not.
He looks like Toy Story.
Sarah Connor, Linda Hamilton looks better.
She looks passable, but you know that she was probably there on set. They just digitally de-aged her.
Correct.
But in John Connor's case, obviously you don't have Edward Furlong standing there de-aging him.
He looks as good as
Carrie, in Toy Story 1.
As Carrie Fisher did in Rogue One.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yes, or Grand
he looks
Moff
like
Tarkin.
Grand Moff Tarkin,
yes,
in Rogue One.
Very much.
It. I mean, but then that's probably why that scene was so quick. Even, yeah, Schwarzenegger didn't look that good. Mm. And they did a better job with the CGI of him in Genesis.
Yeah, they did.
So I was kind of thrown by that, but, you know, they got that scene out of the way.
Right.
And, you know, they basically Alien 3'd the movie from the start, because you're just like, wow, like, he's supposed to be the savior of mankind. We follow this whole story to get through to this point.
Right.
They unceremoniously kill him off at the beginning, mm-hmm, but then that's also their only anchor to keep Arnold Schwarzenegger still in the story. Mm-hmm. Because you needed to explain how he got older and all that kind of stuff. But what I kind of thought was cool about it, and some people probably won't agree, is, like, you actually got to see something you never thought you would see happen, where the Terminator succeeded. And then what happens after that?
Right, because he's stuck in time.
What they do with it, some people might kind of see as silly, what they do with him later, which I'm not going to spoil that, at least.
No, because it's great.
I mean, depends. Some people probably think it's really dopey. Some people might be like, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was their only way to explain why Arnold's now still a Terminator and in this movie, because if not, de-aging him through the entire damn movie is going to be ridiculous.
Sure.
But I like Mackenzie Davis. I thought she was great.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think much of her in the first picture they showed, which is a really terrible picture.
And by the way, no, this is not a spoiler. She is not a Terminator.
No. Well, they say it in the trailer, stupid.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. She says, I'm enhanced. Oh. I'm not a machine. I'm enhanced. That's literally what she says in the trailer.
Does she really? I don't pay attention to trailers.
So Grandma Tarkin.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Grand Moff.
But
Grandma Tarkin.
There you go. Yeah, okay.
But the Latino girl,
Imperial cookies,
insanely miscast in this movie.
Delicious. Yeah, she's not very
insanely
good.
Insanely miscast.
Yeah.
It's not that she's not good.
I don't think she's good.
It's just that when they need her to be what she is later in the movie, she is so not believable as that particular
100%
character at all.
100%.
And like she plays the Linda Hamilton role from the first movie. But
yeah,
when they but then when they do this flashback story, then you're having to figure out, well, how long is this future supposed to be down the road compared to where they're at now? Mm-hmm. You just cannot believe that she is who she turns out to be later.
Correct,
she does not sell it.
No,
at
she's
all.
John Connor.
Kind of.
Well, I guess you figured it out. But the best thing. But yeah, the best thing.
Good job.
The best thing they could do to like make movies. Her look like she's evolved is, let's give her braids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was kind of like, but she's also like,
everybody knows that Latino, chicas. Sorry,
they're fiery.
Don't.
But I cannot
come into their own until they get their braids.
I hate to say this, I really, really do, but I just cannot believe that a girl that's that small is going to get an entire resistance.
Leader
of people
resistance, yes,
to follow behind her in the future war.
I agree, 100%.
Future war.
I just cannot. I know we're supposed to suspend our disbelief and all that kind of stuff, but she in particular doesn't sell that.
Ha!
I don't think it's the idea. I think it's just the particular actress that they used.
Girls is leaving.
No, it has nothing to do with the fact she's a girl.
Ha!
No,
maybe.
Because you know what? I would have bought it.
An awesome tostada.
But I would have believed it was Mackenzie Davis, because she does a good job.
I'll be honest with you. You know who's better?
She really brings the whole movie together.
And she's kind of an equivalent. I think the girl in Battle Angel, much better.
I don't know if I would have believed her either.
Really?
No.
Wow.
She didn't have braids, stupid.
Yeah. Well, she had big eyes, bro.
No, she didn't.
CGI.
They.
Oh.
That's how they do it.
All right. Didn't know they weren't real.
But yeah, I mean. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's because my expectations were so low. But the best way to explain it is, like, this is basically the exact same thing as Force Awakens. They basically are telling the traditional Terminator story, rebooting it from scratch, keeping some older characters around just so then they had them. But ultimately, if you took them out of the whole story altogether, it's the same. The thing. The whole movie would have been fine without them.
So is Schwarzenegger the Millennium Falcon here? Does he get passed on to the new
He's actually
raid?
More like Chewie.
Yeah, he is.
More like Chewie.
You want to make a Star Wars equivalent?
He's not as integral to this whole thing as you might imagine he would be.
And I think that's one of the biggest problems because I think people walked in expecting that.
But you know what? If you pay attention, though, he's actually not marketed to be the lead.
No,
he's like
not.
If you look at the poster, he's like in the background. If you watch the trailers, he's like just a reveal later on. Yeah.
So
they
when
really,
Sarah Connor runs past. Schwarzenegger to go hug this new girl, like people aren't up in arms.
What do you mean, huh?
At the end of The Force Awakens, Leia went past.
Oh, she went past Chewie. Yeah, I got you.
When Sarah Connor does the same thing,
she does hate him, but
I got you now.
No, I didn't understand where he was going with
that. I know exactly. You said Force Awakens. I got it. I found it
just now.
I tell you what. Here's my take on it. I think that Dark Fate is no better than any other sequel that currently exists. I think it's just as good as Genesis. I think it's better than Salvation. I think it's just as good as Terminator.
I think Salvation's better just because it's different.
It is different.
It's the only Terminator sequel where they actually did something different.
See, the funny thing is that this is not a big spoiler, but we already know that during the Skynet time, they were bringing back Arnold duplicates because that was the template for the T-800s.
Well, we knew that from the first movie.
We knew that from the very first movie. And this one, Sarah Connor's here because she is technically hunting down those Terminators.
Well, they do a really terrible job explaining
it. They do. It's a horrible job.
Essentially, the idea is that because the T-1000 failed, or Skynet anticipated it might fail, they sent several other Terminators out at different times, essentially to find John Connor as a contingency in case any of those other Terminators failed.
Correct.
So that's the only way they could explain why there's still Arnold Terminators, even though Skynet never happened anymore. They don't really explain that very well, but that's essentially what it is.
Well, they end up getting stuck in time, and what happens is that Sarah Connor is getting mysterious messages.
They're
texts.
Not stuck in time. They're just sent in various different points.
No, they're stuck in that time is what I'm saying. They're stuck in that time. It's not like they can go back to the future.
I don't know what that means.
What it means is they're stuck here. They can't go back to the future that
they know. They're trapped in the present time that they arrive in.
Yes, correct. Damn it.
Okay.
Unless, I thought of he meant like, you know, like the DeLorean,
like
or
the vortex
bathtub.
Tunnel you see in time travel stories where you just see them floating around like, oh my God, what's going to happen?
No,
I'm sure one of them finds a hot tub somewhere and goes back
in time.
They walk into a phone
John
booth.
Right? Yeah, it's awesome.
They find Bill and Ted.
Well, perfect. Sarah Connor essentially is getting these text messages on her phone of a coordinates for where she can find these.
And she's like, "Why's my phone work? I'm old lady. I don't know how."
Well, just to let you know, no spoiler. She keeps her phone in a potato chip package. Just to let you
is
know.
It a Cricket wireless?
No.
Please tell me it's a Cricket wireless.
It's supposed to be. I would imagine she uses burner phones anyway. I don't think she's paying for a plan.
No, she's not. So she's getting these secret texts from someone who is sending her the coordinates of these Terminators.
It's like you know who it is already.
You do, right?
You know what I mean?
You
like,
totally do.
It's John Connor, right?
Why are you talking like that?
But you know, here's the thing.
Yeah,
here's the thing.
What the hell was that?
Shut up. All right,
that's
listen.
Gonna be the name of the pod.
I want to tell you something. I thought Dark Fate was better
than
I
expected. That's what happens when you get your gear from China.
It was much better than I expected. I thought that the whole girl power thing wasn't as exactly as strong.
I wouldn't say it's there at all.
I don't think it was there at all either. I thought it was okay.
People are making that out about it, but
Spice Girls music.
To be perfectly honest, Mackenzie Davis's character completely felt like a James Cameron character.
Yeah,
even though he didn't have that much to do with it.
Right.
Like she felt no different than Vasquez, no different than Ripley.
I have to say though, I think that this is no better than any other of the Terminator sequels.
It's better than Genesis. I'm sorry.
Frick no.
It's better than Rise of the Machines.
I think Genesis is the best.
You can
of the
shut your face.
I can
face.
Think Genesis is the best of the sequels, and I think T2 is the best, obviously. But
if you say Genesis is better than T2, turn in your credit card today.
That's not what I said at all. All I know is that it's a real shame.
Oh, critic.
Credit card.
I was like, credit card? Damn.
Problems with
Capital One?
Give me a credit card. What's your limit?
This debuted lower than both.
However much the gear costs on Wish, apparently.
Dark Fate debuted lower than Genesis, and I think
is
also
anybody
Terminator
surprised? Though people are burned out on this franchise. Like, they don't care anymore.
Yeah. I think it also got a lot of. It also didn't get a lot of press. Considering
I would disagree with that. That movie's been hugely marketed.
No, there's been a lot of negative press about it and all of this whole.
Like what? Well, what's the negative press?
Like it's
that Linda Hamilton's in it. What's wrong with that?
That it's that there was going to be this whole girl power story thing, and people were like,
I don't know where you're getting that from. I didn't get that. When that first picture came out, you saw a lot of people complaining like, oh, it's going to be whatever, and it's gender driven or whatever.
The Feminator.
And when the first trailers came out, yeah, maybe there's a little bit of static about that, but I don't think anybody cared about the movie in general. Just because there's like any Terminator movie since T2 has been pretty lame. And it's not been getting any better.
Well, here's the thing.
You should bring that Cameron guy back.
No, they really shouldn't.
They did.
He did a really good job on that.
It's funny because didn't he sign off on Genesis and he ignored
he
that movie
Genesis
too?
He
yeah, he's like,
too.
This is the best movie since Terminator 2.
I agree with him.
And then he comes back and does this movie and completely ignores Genesis.
Well, apparently him and Tim Miller had some knockdown, drag-out fights in the editing room.
Well, if you ever watch documentaries about Jim Cameron as a filmmaker, nobody really gets along with that guy on a set.
Nope, not at all.
Ask Linda Hamilton. She was married to him, for God's sake.
But
what does T.J. Miller have to do with any of them?
No. Tim Miller. Tim.
The director of Deadpool.
Deadpool, yeah. That guy.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. But here's the thing.
He was married to...
No, Cameron was.
Oh.
Cameron was married, yes, to Sarah Connor.
So by the way, when I hit 70, I hope I can get thrown 100 feet into a brick wall and get up from,
get
it,
up
no
from
problem.
It no problem. Oh, yeah.
Get into a couple of car accidents, a plane accident, everything.
She's tough as nails, bro.
Dude, Linda Hamilton... can take some beatings. Good Lord.
I tell you what, too, and the other thing is there's a bunch of...
Because isn't she 70 by now?
She's 71 or 72.
I don't know how old she is. And, you
she's
know, let's not be ageist, but I'm 40-something, and if you threw me into, like, 100 feet into a brick wall, I'm not getting up from that.
Can we try?
Even if I could get up from that, I'd be like, no, I'm good. I'm not involved in this anymore. I'm done.
There was a lot of nostalgia in this movie, as there was in Genesis and things of that nature.
I'll be back line, you can tell.
I'll be back
line. Nobody wanted to do that.
The police helicopter was in there. The song from the bar in Terminator 2 was in this movie. There was a bunch of stuff in there that was very nostalgic.
And I like the Rev 9. The Rev 9? Gabriel Luna, I think, is his name. Because at first it's kind of like, but then in the movie, he's actually pretty good in it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just that, like, they can't come up with a
is
better
he from
idea.
Something else?
He was Ghost Rider in the TV show.
Oh, that's
in,
where I
Agents
from.
Of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That was him?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I kept thinking he was the new Magnum or whatever his name was.
No,
that's Esai Morales.
No, it's not. It's okay. Jay Hernandez.
Jay Hernandez.
Esai Morales? Right. That guy's like 60, dude.
Morales, sorry.
Dude. He's actually Deathstroke, though, in the Titan show.
Sweet. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway. But yeah, the Rev 9 is just like the best idea they could come up with is... a liquid Terminator on top of a steel Terminator.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they can't come up with a better idea than that.
Yeah, it's a
you can definitely tell that Cameron had some good ideas, and nobody's really been able to crack a better idea since.
I guess my question is that because this was a...
Oh!
What?
They're going to put a steel Terminator around a liquid Terminator.
There you go.
So my question is...
Bam!
By the way, I love that when he's on the truck and he's supposed to be like a liquid Terminator... The liquid alloy that's on top of the steel structure actually creates the ripples of the clothes, which it doesn't have to do.
Right.
But it does it anyway for our sake.
Yes.
Which is actually really, there's, you know, they couldn't figure out a way to go around it without spending a couple million bucks on making the clothes stiff.
Yeah, of course.
Because that's the first thing I was thinking about. So the liquid makes believe it's really fabric in windy conditions.
Hey. Smart.
Right? Mm.
Smart.
Doesn't
smart.
Have to do that, yeah. but it does it for us.
It does it for us.
Does it for us, so we believe that it's really it. Close.
It's a real shame that they built a trilogy.
Consider it a fasten there.
The Dark Fate was supposed to be the start of a brand new trilogy. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen.
Not until it comes out in China. Wait till it comes out in China.
Not fair. Oh, good.
It's going to come out in China. It's going to make a couple $1 billion.
All right, we'll see.
And then they're going to be like, oh, we need to make at least 18 more of these movies.
All right, Feminator 2, The Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, shut your mouth.
It's happening. Listen, I'm going to give it a Nerd Watch recommends. I liked it.
I liked it.
I liked it. I liked it.
I just liked it, too.
I just didn't think it was as good as
I don't
Genesis.
Think you should rush out and see it in a theater, necessarily.
No.
But
I don't think you should rush a.
Yeah, I don't think you should rush a.
Sounds good.
I don't think you should rush to see this movie.
Don't rush it and see this movie, either.
Don't go see this in Russia.
Oh. Sounds like a cool idea. Now,
you ever notice that Skynet only operates with robots?
They do.
Probably the best way to kill humans is, you know, biological warfare.
Speaking of that,
you don't have to build so many robots if you do that.
Ironically enough,
or make the robots smaller.
Well, here's the thing: is that
like
Robo
Dogs?
Because
why humanoid looking robots? Why not just create a huge series of drones to just mow them all down?
But here's big spoiler. Okay, just a real big spoiler. Since Skynet no longer exists,
they're called ISIS.
They do not make the same Terminators that they used to. Now they make hentai Terminators. Legion makes hentai Terminators.
No, they don't. What are you talking about?
Yes, they do.
What are you talking about?
What?
What are you talking? I don't know what
they
you're
have
talking
tentacles.
About. I don't know what's no, not really.
Those are tentacles.
No, they're not.
They're tentacles in the movie.
They're nanomachine spikes. I wouldn't call those tentacles.
They're tentacles.
So you would call the Sentinels in the Matrix movies hentai?
Okay. No, I'm saying that the Terminators were Terminator hentais.
See, the smartest thing they should do is something I said years ago. They should just find a way to cross over the Terminator series and the Matrix series because they're both pretty mutually the same idea.
Terminatrix?
No, that's stupid.
Oh.
A way to...
No.
Just do a crossover movie where you find out that on the top of the world, the surface, they're fighting this big old battle. They don't even know that underground there's all these humans having these crazy orgies in the caves and they can go into the, you know...
Yeah. Dance parties, raves?
Into a fictionalized virtual world where they can do kung fu. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Matrixinator.
You're stupid. Shut your mouth already.
What?
Have the big robo baby face god talk with the Skynet people.
Yes!
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger now.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger now.
In his accent and everything.
That'd be awesome. I actually like that idea. It's a good idea.
Since we brought up Matrix, are we going to talk about how Keanu Reeves has a girlfriend for the first time
in
30 years, I think everybody's saying? I wasn't
Carrie
even keeping track.
And she's as cute as a button. She's so cute.
They're adorable.
They're adorable. They were holding hands and everything.
He found love again.
He did. Good for Keanu.
Good for him.
Well, good for Keanu. Good for America.
Good for America.
Don't go Russia.
It's exactly what America's been wanting. But that sucks for all these women that, you know, fantasize about.
Yeah, it's true.
Landing some Keanu Reeves.
Oh, man. Well.
Even though for some of these girls, he's the one who could be their dad or grandfather.
Kai! What the hell is going on with you, man?
He's sleeping because it took you too damn long to get the show going.
Yeah, it's tiring.
All right, listen. Wake up because, of course, big news.
Put on a little makeup.
I know.
Oh, Murakami corrected me. Linda Hamilton is actually 63. She's not in her 70s, but still.
Okay.
She gets thrown around a lot as an older woman.
All right, well, listen.
And by the way, I love that her voice sounds like it's just made out of whiskey and cigarettes.
All right, here's the thing. Bigger news came out today. We got the second trailer for Bad Boys for Life.
Is that big news?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's huge news.
Who directed this one?
Huh? Well,
it wasn't, what's his name? Oh, my God, I can't think of his name.
So sleepy.
Cameron.
You're really going to leave me hanging? I can't remember. Who the hell directed Bad Boys 3?
Will Smith.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Martin Lawrence.
Ha-ha!
No.
Joe Pantoliano.
No. Orson Welles directed Bad Boys 3.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hologram Orson Welles.
No, it's damn.
Sam Raimi.
Chad?
No. Sam, no.
Big Bird.
Chad?
No. Bad Boys 3 director. The writer, I think, is Joe Carnahan, I think.
I thought he was going to direct this one. Come on,
no.
Chad.
Okay.
Oh, they threw him out?
Yeah, they did. They gave him the old heave-ho.
Chad left you guys off the dry.
They did. I'm looking. Bad Boys 3. I'm looking it up now. Sorry. Director.
As soon as you pull it up, Murakami will be like,
yeah, he's going to say it. Oh, Bad Boys 3 directors are going to be Bilal Falal and Adil Arabi.
You made all those words up. You just slammed your hand on the keyboard and that's what came up.
Blah, 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 blah. Oh.
Blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah.
According to this, it is Bilal Falal and Adil.
Can you even say
it? Adil Arabi.
Adil
you sure you didn't look up who's running ISIS?
Whoa, bro! What the hell? That sounds like it. What the hell? I was looking up the director. That's what it says.
Oh, Todd said Martin Scorsese directed Bad Boys 3.
Right.
No.
It sounds legit to me.
It does not sound legit at all.
Do you think he's tired of talking about Marvel movies at this point? Because he's on this publicity tour for Irishman, but all anybody wants to talk to him about is
Marvel.
Comments about Marvel. And he must be like,
Todd?
Either one.
Oh. Okay.
Both of them are equally irritated about it.
Speaking of, I just want to let you know, in the next 2 weeks, I'll be giving you my review of The Irishman.
Because we don't care.
I did get a chance to see The Irishman, so we'll talk about that later.
Oh, nah.
Yeah.
Isn't it coming out on Netflix in 2 weeks anyway?
I'm a Hawaii crime.
So why are we talking about 2 weeks? Something tells me you're buying time until it actually comes out on Netflix. You're just trying to act cool that you saw it already.
No, I did. We saw it already.
How?
We saw it in the theater.
I did.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we did.
I did get the invite.
Then why
do
you
got
to wait 2 weeks to talk about it?
Format had an invite too?
I did.
You didn't watch it, did you?
I didn't.
Yeah, so it's not real then.
Okay, fair enough.
Format would have gone off if it was real.
Sure. Oh my gosh.
Why you gotta wait 2 weeks for?
Because
there's no moratorium on it.
There is. Apparently there's an embargo for
how?
Us.
I've seen reviews of this movie already.
Apparently they're breaking.
So there's no moratorium.
They're breaking the embargo. So apparently that's not.
So why don't you break the embargo too?
I'm not gonna
go for it right now.
Can't
do it.
Do it.
Can't do that.
Do it.
Nobody watches the show anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not doing it.
We have like 15 people.
Dude, none of these people are going to squeal on you.
And
they all want to know what CGI Robert De Niro looks like in this movie.
Yes.
He looks like Grandma Tarkin.
He looks like Grand Moff Tarkin.
With the Imperial cookie.
Grand Moff Tarkin or John Connor.
Wrong. Dude. All wrong. It's not what happens at all. Anyway, I'll talk about it in a couple weeks. A-Ron will be here. He'll talk about it.
I don't care what he has to
why
say.
Why would A-Ron be here? He's not here now. Why do we keep letting him
come back? He actually hasn't
made
it for 3 straight shows, as a matter of fact.
That is true. That's true.
Or even our gay shows he hasn't been to.
Yeah.
I just got that.
I know, right?
Stupid.
It shouldn't have taken that long.
So stupid. I was like, what the hell is he talking about? Anyway, I also got a chance to see... The Doctor Strange Spider-Man team-up film called The Current War in theaters.
Jesus.
What? It's what it is.
No, I'm pretty sure it's not. It looks like one of those boring-ass movies only artsy film critics go to see.
It's really good. If you like the Man Who Built America.
Didn't Aaron
like
go
that,
to see this like 8 times to show how cool he is?
No, he didn't. He saw it twice. He saw it once with me, so it's cool.
I did want to see it. But only because the trailers kind of have that edge that the Prestige has.
Okay, just to let you know,
that would make me want to watch it.
That persona is there, but just know it's nothing like that.
I'm not going to watch it.
But it's really good, though. It's really good, though. I have to admit.
I'm not
going to
watch it.
You guys can check it out.
If it's not as good as Prestige, I'm not going
to
watch it.
It has nothing to do with magic. So,
then I'm not going to watch it. Why would I go see this if it's got nothing to do with magic?
Fair enough.
There has to be some degree of magic if I'm going to go see this thing.
Anyway, other than that, I don't think there's any other big news that came out. Nothing new on Netflix. I know that you got a chance to see the 3rd episode of Watchmen.
Yes, I'm all up to date on Watchmen.
Are you?
Have we even talked about this stupid show?
No, we haven't. Are you? No,
I feel like we've glanced through it.
Yeah,
we touched on it a bit.
I feel like we glanced
through
it.
Are you still?
I don't think enough of us have delved into it.
Are you still in? Because I'm still in, even though I didn't like the first 2 episodes. I'm still in.
The first 2 episodes, I don't know. I just didn't like the shift from this metropolitan urban setting to like we're in Tulsa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I didn't really like that. And the first couple episodes, it just feels like the Watchmen story is something that's happening in the background of this show.
Right.
It doesn't really feel like it's about that world at all. It's just something that happened and like it's largely ignored.
Mm-hmm.
But this 3rd episode, actually, I feel like this episode, even the writers must have been like, all right, we really need to get the Watchmen stuff going in the store in order to keep people invested. Because if they go 3 or 4 episodes in and they're still not diving into that stuff.
Yeah, people are going to tune out.
People are going to probably tune out and be like, what the hell is this show even at this point? But there's reveals. You find, you know, you finally figure out what some of these characters are that you kind of suspected they were. I kind of don't want to spoil it because it's actually pretty good. But, you know, you finally find out that Dr. Manhattan is around. He hasn't been on Earth all this time. But you don't really... I still have a hard time seeing how the world actually changed from what Ozymandias did.
Question.
Because this show definitely is the sequel to the book, not the movie. So the squid thing happened.
Right.
Yeah.
So is this Dr. Manhattan with or without underpants?
Yes.
No underpants.
Wow.
Yeah, because they actually recreate his life story on a stage, and they bring Dr. Manhattan, well, it's an actor pretending to be Dr. Manhattan, down, and his wiener's out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretend.
It's pretty sexy.
So there's another actor pretending to be his member?
Well, yeah, no.
No.
Oh.
I feel like you're not listening.
No.
What are you? Are you Googling how to give people top fan badges?
I feel like once I mention wiener, you're not paying attention to what I'm saying anymore.
I thought you said somebody was portraying his wiener.
No, I didn't say that at all.
No, okay.
I didn't say that at all. He's listening, and he would definitely be paying attention to this part of the conversation.
yes, I am.
Fair enough. All right.
But, you know, this third episode, you find out who Jeremy Irons is in this story, even though you kind of already knew anyway. I really don't know why they treated it like it was a secret. No.
No, you're right. It's definitely Alfred.
And then I really don't want to spoil anything, but this third episode is definitely like they bring in the Watchmen.
So the lore is kicking in now.
The mythology of the story is finally kicking in. You actually get to see what this actually has to do with what happened in the book.
Good. Thank God.
Because like I said, those first two episodes, it really just sets up the new people in the story. And it's very agenda driven, which it turned me off a little bit.
But
not to the point where I didn't want to watch it. But I was just kind of like, it just kind of feels like they just are using the Watchmen as the engine of this story about racism.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad idea necessarily, but it just didn't feel like there was an even-handed attempt at all of it.
True, because I don't hate white people enough.
That's not what I'm saying. Oh. What I'm talking about is if you're going to use the Watchmen as the thing to tell that story, then don't shove it in the background.
Yeah.
Don't shove it all in the background where it's just something that happens on a poster. If somebody walks past,
put that wiener right up front.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's where it belongs, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, can I ask you something? And maybe, is there any truth to the fact that Rorschach, there's all of these, I keep reading things online that's kind of turning me off, like, they're portraying him as, like, this complete and utter white supremacist.
No, that's not it at all.
Okay, what the hell's going on?
They don't really explain it that deeply yet, but it seems as though his book was found. Maybe not necessarily published, but his book was found. I don't know how well you remember the Watchmen story, if you've even read it.
First of all, I have read it. It's been like 12
years. If you don't know, his entire journal that he's been keeping a record of everything that was happening in the story, he left it with the New Frontiersman. Mm-hmm. You don't really know yet if it got out from the newspaper source that he left it behind, or somebody just found it. And basically, this it's kind of like the Ku Klux Klan. They basically kind of use it as their doctrine.
Oh, interesting.
So they wear Rorschach's face, but it's not necessarily as in like to say that Rorschach was about that. They just they basically are they're taking what his mentality and his worldview as part of their own. Essentially.
Okay, so what you're saying is I should stop reading Twitter.
Not really. Well, you can read all the stuff you want. Just don't base your opinion on it.
You should start reading, though.
Yeah. Just read The Watchmen, even.
I have. It's been a long time, but I've read it before. You know?
I don't believe you.
What does Rorschach look like?
Dave Gibbons and Alan Moore.
What does Rorschach look like?
He looks like a Rorschach test.
That's a very lucky guess.
No,
as a matter of fact.
It's not.
His name is Rorschach, and you think he looks like a Rorschach test.
What?
Stop. Like, if I was like, what does Ronald McDonald look like? Well, he looks like a guy named Ronald. But like I said, the third episode really, really brings in the story a lot more. I really don't want to spoil it because it's actually kind of cool unless you actually watch the show. But yeah. You get a sense of where Dr. Manhattan is in the story. You don't really know yet if he's going to come back. You know he's probably going to, but the reason why he's coming back, I'm sure, is going to be something the show is building towards. But what you really want to find out is what Jeremy Irons is up to, which I'm not going to reveal who he is yet, even though it's pretty damn obvious. But he's got a whole bunch of clones, which you don't find out about till the second episode, because he has these two assistants that are constantly like doing stuff for him that is really weird stuff, and then he kills one of them. But then right around the corner, there's another one exactly like it. But then you finally realize that all of his stories are basically just clones. Yeah.
So is it
so now that I've said that, you know exactly who he is, or at least you should know who he is.
So is it fair to say that Ganon is going to continue to watch the Watchmen?
Who watches the Watchmen? This guy.
This guy. Sweet. I knew it.
Well, this third episode, like I said... I feel like every TV show, if it doesn't get you in the first four episodes, give up on it.
Yep.
So I was literally two episodes away from like, I'm not gonna keep following this. But the third episode is like, all right, I want to see where this goes.
A buddy of mine says that he gives every show that he watches a five episode.
Yeah, four or five.
Stint.
Like I tell everybody. Yes. Obviously.
Sweet.
Like I said, it's like they build it like it's a mystery. But the whole time, if you're a fan of the book, even if you just
you
like
the look.
Even if you just like the movie, it should be pretty damn obvious who he is.
All right, well, yeah.
Pretty damn obvious.
Alfred.
All right, he's Alfred.
However, I wouldn't think that character was British, but whatever.
Well, how do you know that? Because I mean, wasn't he British in the movie?
No. He had German ancestry.
He spoke with a British accent
in
the
didn't.
Book.
No, he didn't. Did he? When you read it, did you hear his words? Or did G just make assumptions and just read it in that voice to himself?
No, that's what he sounded like.
Because whenever I read comic books, I give everybody Arnold Schwarzenegger's accent. Everybody. Batman and Catwoman both talk like Arnold to each other.
All right, sweet. Anyway, other than that, we'll talk about what's coming out later in movie theaters. Also, get put on your hard media hat, pal. You're doing hard media again.
Oh, am I now?
Oh, yeah.
But before we get into that, moving on because...
Put on that hard...
Manhattan wiener, Manhattan chowder is what Ron Kataguy said.
By the way...
That's good stuff.
This weekend was the big mea culpa from Activision Blizzard and Format
that doesn't mean what I thought
and,
it meant. Never mind.
Kai. for what you saw, do you think that the trailers for Diablo 4... And of course, the World of Warcraft expansion. No.
I thought we're going into the opening.
No, that's what I'm saying. Do you think that made up for the apology?
No.
No.
That was very.
Jalen Breck is a very well rehearsed. Wow.
He practiced it in front of the mirror a couple times. This is very middle row.
I love how the Blizzard drones in the audience were like, yeah, woo! Go Blizzard! Blizzard can't do no wrong! Oh, man.
It Jalen Brack's apology was really...
I think Jalen Brack would sound better if he actually sounded like Brack from Space Ghost.
this is a very old word, but lily-livered? It just didn't feel like it was
It felt rehearsed. Yeah. It felt like he'd been practicing
like
all weekend to make sure he hit certain talking points.
Yeah. Right.
There was no mention of Hong Kong. There was no mention of BlizzChung. It was no mention of anything.
Of course, we're talking about BlizzCon, which happened this week. And also, ironically enough, there were a bunch of protesters outside of BlizzCon.
Dressed up as Winnie the Pooh.
They were handing out stickers and handing out shirts, and they were doing the whole nine. They were wearing Winnie the Pooh outfits to kind of do the thing. But yes, you're right. Jay Allen Brack never mentioned BlizzChung, never mentioned the suspensions.
Or Hong Kong.
But ironically, I don't know if you guys know this, but I think you might. He did an interview with PC Gamer, and PC Gamer actually asked him these questions. He said, so what about BlizzChung, and what about the suspension? Mm-hmm. He said that that's not changing. He says that he doesn't want the tournaments to be, quote-unquote, political.
He doesn't want China on him.
So he doesn't want them to be political. But yet, ironically enough, this is the same guy that is making a political statement by wearing an LGBT pin, which he's being criticized for. And they say that that is also a political statement, but yet no one seems to be, no one at Blizzard sees an issue with that.
Well, I mean, is it really political? Is it really terrible to be tolerant?
No. That's the point. The point is, if it's not terrible to be tolerant, is it okay to be tolerant to the guy that wants to be free in his own country that he says?
Well, I don't have background about
that. Oh, no. So that's what I'm saying.
But as far as an LGBTQ pin, I mean, I don't see a problem with that.
There isn't. That's the point.
I don't know. I feel like you find a problem with it.
Well, listen, personal feelings aside, that's the point, is that they ended up suspending a guy from China who said free Hong Kong. okay, basically. And the fact is that they want Hong Kong to be free of China's grasp. So he made that statement. He ended up getting suspended for it, okay? Blizzard was not tolerant of his actions, and they suspended him and the casters who were on that program. It became a huge deal.
Blizzard as in U.S.?
Activision Blizzard, yes.
Why the hell would they get mad about
because
that?
Because they gained money from China.
Tons of ties to
tons
China.
Tons of ties to China. Tons.
Yeah. Oh, so they played the corporate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Correct. So they
corporate alliance.
So the very first thing they did was they suspended that guy for a year, took away his prize earnings, and they also suspended
the casters. Well, why the hell would he talk about that, though?
Because he's from Hong Kong.
Because he's from Hong Kong, and because he
was just making a statement.
But yeah. He's going to backpedal that for as long as it takes.
No, he has not. To this day, he still has not. So he is not backpedaling.
No, I mean backpedaling in the sense that he's not going to say anything if he doesn't have to.
Well, no.
Why would anybody?
Well, are you talking about Blitzchung? You're talking about the guy who's...
I'm talking about the guy who's got to make statements about it.
Correct. But the thing is that everybody's saying that the reason why they're making this equation is because you're all right. Should we have a tolerance for the guy who feels like the Hong Kong issue is a huge thing for him and that he feels that he's being oppressed and that he should say something about it? Now, to be fair to Activision Blizzard and J. Allen Brack, there is in the terms of service that you can't talk about political stuff like that, but yet they allow the LGBT pins and all this other stuff, and they have tournaments to.
There's a difference
that.
Between being tolerant to other human beings and deciding to draw a line in front of yourself and saying which side of the line are you with this political
fair enough
fire this political power keg that's
but,
going on
but
with
the,
China
but the,
and everything.
But in China they feel like they're being oppressed.
Now, I mean, obviously you should always have the right for free speech, but they don't have that right there.
You're absolutely right.
They don't have that right there.
But the fact that a U.S. company decided to ban him for that.
He's in China.
No, technically he's in Hong Kong.
He's in
Hong Kong.
Actually, he's in Taiwan, I think.
No, he's from Hong Kong.
No, I know he's from Hong Kong, but I think the tournament, he's currently in Taiwan, I believe. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken. But anyway.
I don't know. This whole thing is pretty sensitive.
It is super sensitive, but the fact is that very...
And people are going to want to demand justice, but...
People were very strong at the...
There's some corporate invest. There's some corporate...
Absolutely,
100%.
So,
unfortunately, that's the name of the game.
All the people that were part of, a lot of the people that were fans of Blizzard felt really betrayed by this because of what they did to this poor kid. They took away his earnings from being a Hearthstone player. They took away his ability to earn money because he is completely banned for the next 6 months for playing any tournaments. So it's become a huge issue, and they decided to turn BlizzCon's Q&A into a free Hong Kong event, which was really kind of funny. So,
winning pools.
Yeah, so they got up, they were asking questions, and then they end their questions with, free Hong Kong, revolution of our time. Every single time, and everybody's like, okay.
Free Hong Kong.
So it was interesting.
How come
to
Jackie
see
Chan doesn't talk about this free Hong Kong stuff?
Because he is in too deep with the Chinese government.
He's Jackie Chan. He can fight anybody with like an umbrella and stuff, and a ladder,
fair
and
enough.
A bar of soap.
Fair enough. Communism is a very powerful thing. Yeah. I think it could even take Jackie Chan down.
Mm-hmm. No. I've seen that dude fight like 100 people at once.
Pretty sure he can.
Have you seen him with a footstool? That guy's amazing.
So anyway, the point is that they had their huge BlizzCon. They made those statements, and then on top of that, they decided, because of the disaster that BlizzCon was last year, they revealed Diablo 4 cinematic trailer, which says it's not going to come out anytime soon, not even Blizzard anytime soon. So I think that was just a makeup for last year. Mm. The cinematic trailer does look good, though.
I mean, it does.
Oh, they had playable demos on the floor.
Right. They said they were making what do they say? Diablo's dark again.
Yeah.
Diablo's dark again.
They're finally returning it to its roots.
Correct. So I think
was
I
the
got
last
it.
One like a Dayglow nightmare or something?
No, it wasn't.
I don't
but
play that game. I don't know.
I thought it was. I didn't find it to be offensive.
The imagery wasn't as offensive as it could have been.
Yeah. Diablo always had, Diablo 2 especially was really good. That's one of my favorites. I love that game. But Diablo 3 was good. I mean, once they fixed the auction house thing, I actually loved Diablo 3. But they also previewed the new expansion. What's it called? Into the Shadowlands? Is it Into the
Shadow Plains?
Shadow Plains?
No, Shadowlands.
Into the Shadowlands, right?
Shadowlands. It's just Shadowlands.
Oh, is it just Shadowlands? Oh, it's just Shadowlands. Got it.
You're thinking about that TV show that was on AMC.
I think you might be right. I think you might be right. So that also got previewed. Do we have a date for that yet?
No.
No, not yet.
No, not yet.
No?
No.
But soon.
It's definitely
they're already doing pre-sales.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. This is going to be the one of the multitude of expansions that has come out for a while. Surprisingly, sure. Still being played by more than half of...
Yeah.
How many people? It's ridiculous.
Half of how many people?
What? Like, no, it's used
like
to,
half people?
No. It used to be like 13 million. I think it's down to like 6 or 7 million. That's still a lot of people.
You make that sound like it's a small number.
No, I'm not. That's what I'm saying. It's still a pretty big number for one single game.
You're like, it used to be 13 million, but now it's just 6.
Well, because they are half of them are playing classic.
Is what's crazy about it.
Is what? Say that again?
That it's a sub, that they pay monthly
right.
to play this.
Absolutely. Jesus. $15 a month. Mm-hmm. $15 a month to play
and
the
I'd
game.
And I'd probably be right there with them if I could afford it. It's a great game. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
It's a great game. It absolutely is a great game. So, any other big announcements from BlizzCon?
Was Overwatch that 2.
Overwatch
2.
The game that we were supposed to get when it was first
Uncle
announced.
Jeff came out. To roars of applause. Everybody was happy to see Uncle Jeff.
PvE.
And he rambled on like he normally does. And then he gave us the Overwatch 2 trailer. And it was amazing. It looks amazing.
Well, over time, the original Overwatch community has gotten pretty toxic.
The cosplayer community for Overwatch must be just cream their jeans right now.
Oh, yeah, there's sure. a lot of new things.
They're introducing brand new heroes. And they're also reintroducing the
I
new
just
ones.
Realized I said cream in your jeans. And I said it again to make sure it was heard.
Okay.
Because that is not swearing. No. But it is incredibly disgusting.
You know what? I'm gonna let that pass on this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I elaborate on what creeping in your jeans means?
You cannot. I'm turning your mic off now. No. Anyway, Overwatch 2
when you
looks
reach
good.
The point of conclusion.
Whoop, there it is. I just want to make sure it didn't get picked up on my mic. Anyway, Overwatch 2, do we have a release date for that yet from Blizzard?
No, not yet.
I didn't see it. A lot of it seemed like it's stuff that they had sitting on the back burner for a while, and then when this Hong Kong thing popped up.
Yeah.
They were like, get it out.
What will save us right now?
No more
Get it all out so nobody can...
nobody can get upset about it. Hey, anything about Diablo Immortal? Huh?
No.
No. Huh? I'm pretty sure they didn't want to bring up the cell phone thing again.
Look, they're just playing damage control right now.
Yeah, right.
Just checking.
Damage control.
Yeah. I am happy with the fact that they're not leaving all the players from Overwatch.
Overall, do you think it was a successful little BlizzCon? Successful
for Blizzard?
Enough?
Yeah, of course.
All right, fair enough. Speaking of gaming, this Friday, moving on from BlizzCon, of course, this Friday, Hideo Kojima premieres his brand new video game, Death Stranding.
Why do they keep calling it video games, by the way? Because they're basically just movies you can occasionally play.
Because that's the only name you can call them.
Video game.
I mean,
that's what it is.
Not really. It's really more of a playable movie.
I
was trying to play the last Metal Gear that he did, and I swear to God, I must have been on there for an hour, and I only touched the controller for like 5 minutes.
No, it's right. Every five steps is a cutscene.
It's really annoying.
It's super annoying.
I used to give Squeenix so much... for it, but
that's
Kojima trademark.
It's
now.
Agonizing.
Yeah. Well, according to...
Like, he needs to figure out if he's making movies or games.
According to most reports, they say that Death Stranding's first couple of hours is very...
cinematic.
Cinematic-centric.
Of course.
Very story-heavy.
You press two buttons in the first hour.
Yeah.
Yes. But they say that
and
once
one of them's the start button.
Once they get the game started, this game has actually become very divisive within the...
You get to see Norman Reedus naked in this thing, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I'll rent it on Redbox just till I get to that point.
Guillermo del Toro's in it. Lindsay Wagner is in it.
In it?
In it. Conan O'Brien is in it.
Dude, Kojima was like, if anyone talks bad about my game, I'll put them in the game. And then they can't talk bad about it.
Yeah.
Well, Guillermo del Toro almost made a game with him.
There's a character.
So why is he in it?
There's a character in the game. His name is Di Hardman. All right? Yes.
So Hans Gruber's in it.
I am so excited to play this game. You have no idea. Every Hideo Kojima game has to be played, and
I don't know. His stuff's getting too weird for me, man.
I think, to be honest, I think that this could be the game that could. This is his first game without Konami, so this could be the game that defines
Who's putting this out?
It was Sony was a partner with Jeez. I don't remember the development company, but it was his own company.
Kojima. The one with the fox and the coyote and the lightning bolts.
It's his own company plus Sony decided to put the money up for it. It's coming out
Kojima
for PS4 and PC. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's exclusively the console for PS4 and it's coming to PC. This could define.
I'll rent it. Maybe I'm not buying it.
I already put my pre-order in for
it. I'm just so annoyed at playing an hour of cutscene.
He's like that, man.
Another game for you for not finishing.
No. I'm not gonna want. I don't know.
They say your mileage could vary. It could be a 20-hour game for some people, another 60-hour game for other people.
But 10 minutes of gameplay.
Yeah,
10 minutes.
Well, the fact is that
10 minutes of actual gameplay.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to be interesting because the multiplayer aspect of Death Stranding is going to be fascinating.
Oh, there's a multiplayer.
There is, because
so you can cut straight away from all that story garbage and go straight into multiplayer.
People that play the game, right?
What is this thing about?
Okay,
I know I've seen a cinematic for it, and I could not make a heads or tails of what the hell is going on.
This new America, this future America, apparently. They have to rebuild it. So they have Norman Reedus, who's a character who delivers supplies to certain people throughout this world.
So he's FedEx.
So he's kind of like the postman.
The postman from that Kevin Costner movie.
Yes. So, and he has to.
He also dances with wolves.
It's kind of a walking simulator.
Is Dancing Wolfman in the movie or in this game?
No. But there are something called BTs in the thing that you fight, or beached things that you fight in this game.
Whales.
Well, kind of, sort of. And what's interesting?
Well, I guess it's not a whale.
What's interesting is that he makes his weapons from his waist.
Like a shishi, and then he freezes it, turns it into a sword.
Blood, urine, poop.
That's disgusting.
He makes grenades.
Delicious.
Yeah. So it gets reconstituted as a weapon.
It's like Waterworld.
This is what I'm saying. This game is going to be whacked out, and I'm really excited to try it.
He wants to throw poop. That's all he wants to do.
So I'm very excited to try it.
I laugh. That's all it is. It's not as deep as they're trying to make it sound. He's literally just like, oh, yeah?
No. Well, apparently.
It's like, sorry, I had Taco Bell last night.
Like I said, there are some reviewers that have said.
Why did I say sorry?
There are some reviewers that are saying this is the game of the year, and this is the game that is going to shape Hideo Kojima's future going forward.
Doesn't every game that come out say that, though?
Yeah.
But this is the first time.
I feel like the Green Lantern game that came out, they said, this is going to revolutionize action games for comic books.
This is the first time, though? This is the first time that Hideo Kojima's games have been so divisive. Because there are other people that are giving it threes, fours, fives, and sixes.
The first time it's him and him only.
Him and only, right, exactly.
That's only.
Right.
So this is unfiltered Kojima.
Yeah. Unfiltered.
This
completely.
Is Kojima without Konami's.
Yeah. Without them coming in and saying, all right, this is getting a little stupid. Why is there a vampire Metal Gear Solid
fair,
all of a sudden?
Right? Exactly. And to give credit to Sony, Sony said, here's a bunch of money. Go make your game and let's sell it.
I wish they would have done that when he was trying to get something going.
Yeah.
Guillermo del Toro, though.
This is the game.
Because weren't they working on a Silent Hill?
They were working on something called PT.
No. It was gonna be Silent Hill.
No. Yes, but they were working.
PT was what came out eventually.
Correct.
But if I'm not mistaken,
there was a Silent Hill, and that
got kind of retrofitted a little bit for PT.
Correct. And what happened is that
if I understand it right,
that did not work out because Konami decided to pull the plug on Hideo Kojima.
Konami's dumb.
And Guillermo del Toro said, "You know what? Screw this. I still want to work with you." And he worked with him on Death Stranding.
Yeah, but as an actor though, isn't that weird? He's not an actor.
I don't know. Norman.
I mean, he's not bad when he acts. Have you seen him in Sunny in Philadelphia? He's actually pretty good in that.
Apparently, a lot of people like Guillermo del Toro, Norman Reedus, really respect his vision, and they say that they like to work with him. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fascinating.
Well, I would never say that they're not artistically minded people, of course.
Well, I will see. Hideo Kojima, good luck, man. I pre-ordered your game. I'm very excited
about
it.
I'll rent it.
I had to get it.
You're not
going to
finish this game anyway.
Okay, first of all, I finish games. Well, it just takes a while.
Yeah, a long while.
It takes a while, all right? Hey, I'm still working on Red Dead Redemption 2.
I wish they did.
How long ago that came out?
Yeah, November of last year.
Yeah.
I wish
you know
they
what,
did
you know what
with,
month it is now?
War for you.
November of 2019, I know.
I wish they did with Inafune what they did with Kojima, because I would have loved to have like an unfiltered Mega Man game.
I mean, Kenji, right? Kenji Inafune?
KG.
KG. KG Inafune. Yeah.
I think that would have been
Isn't that why we got Mighty Number 9? Because they wouldn't make it.
No.
Okay, just
stop.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Hey, did you read that stuff on Kotaku about him going down the line of making TV series?
Yes, I did. Speaking of, by the way, Kotaku may be no longer exist here next week.
This happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
What they do? What they do now?
Apparently, the new owners.
Someone finally called them on their
crap.
On their BS.
Yeah.
They're Trump supporters.
No, they're not. That's wrong. They're not.
No,
they're completely not. But they're saying,
too
listen,
much politics.
Stick to games, and they're like, no, we don't want to do that. So. People are leaving in droves.
People really don't like when you have an opinion in this world anymore.
Apparently,
it's the same like thing our happened. Viewership when they're like, "Hey, just stick to the fun stuff."
Fun stuff.
And then he's just bringing up walls and stuff.
Yeah.
I did not bring up a wall once. You brought up walls,
but that's because it was about the book that's coming
fair
out.
Enough. Yeah, okay, fair enough. All right. Anyway, that's it for games. Death Stranding. I'll let you know how it is coming up next show. But
he's just gonna talk about making swords out of poop or something.
Shut up.
Throwing
not
poop
happen.
Bombs.
He's like, I stood there for 45 minutes, and then I watched Norman Reedus pee. Oh, it was the best game. Kojima can never fail.
Can never fail.
He had to make a car work. Which didn't have a poop. Steering wheel. Crapped in his hand, fashioned into a steering wheel.
Speaking of someone that can never fail, it's time to check in with Gannon. It's time for this week's hard media picks.
Uh-oh.
How hard are they this week?
They're moderate.
All right.
It's just October 31st, which is just off the cutoff. This movie called The Cornholes came out. I just want to make sure I got it in there.
What?
Yeah. Game, right?
The Cornholes special edition,
thing?
By the way.
Wow, sweet. Nice. Beans.
I'm sure Aaron went rushed out and bought this Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah,
I of course he did. Like
I did too.
Why?
Because
it's both fun.
Because nobody ever learns. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. I wasn't the biggest fan of, but that came out. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of Disney re-releases on 4K. I'm just going to glide right past those.
Whoa! What's the best one out of that lot?
Out of that lot, I don't know. I guess it's a matter of opinion, but Moana's in there.
Oh, Moana.
Moana.
Yeah, that one's
and
garbage.
Tangled in 4K. Universal Soldier in 4K.
What? Oh, I'm in.
Oh yeah. Moving right
in 4K,
along.
Never mind. I'll take that back.
Shaun of the Dead in 4K. Ooh. Hot Fuzz in 4K.
Oh, in.
Galaxy Quest 20th Anniversary. Never Give Up, Never Surrender Edition.
Yeah. Nothing has changed. It's the Best Buy version, but nothing
I'm
in
sure
difference.
It is. Yeah, I cannot imagine a studio would invest in Galaxy Quest.
Did you see the Galaxy Quest doc that's coming out?
No, I didn't. I've heard of it, though.
Oh, I want to see it, though.
Moving along. Santa with Muscles. This is coming out.
Hulk Hogan.
1996.
All right.
Yes, sir. What else we got? Undercover Brother 2. In case there's any questions you had left over from Undercover Brother 1.
Whoa. There's a 2?
Yeah.
Dude. I love Undercover Brother 1.
Well, there's Undercover Brother 2.
When did that come out?
Today, stupid. You have me reading the hard media list
Wait
for today.
Wait a minute. No, it literally came straight to video. It never...
Come on, dude. If it came out in theaters, you would have heard about it. 101 Dalmatians 2 patches London. I don't know. Whatever. What? Moving right along.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got here. We got Christmas Break-In. That's going to be good.
What?
Yeah.
Christmas Break-In. They're trying to save the youth center.
Yeah.
with some Christmas Break-In.
There's a pretty cool movie coming out on Blu-ray. It's already out of stock with Amazon, by the way. Mm. The Wrong Todd.
Yeah.
The Wrong Todd.
Nice.
Todd's
and
watching this.
This
Wrong Todd.
This one is just fascinating to me. I have no idea what it's about. Fittest in Dubai.
What? Ooh. Fittest in Dubai? Ooh.
Yeah.
How fit?
Looks like a bunch of people. I imagine you want to see how fit these guys are. Uh-huh. Lifting weights and whatnot.
Nice.
Life without basketball.
With British accents
Life
too.
Without basketball?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And that's kind of really about it. This
wow.
Week.
Ladies and gentlemen, your best pickup for the week, Hobbs and Shaw.
No.
That's right. Hobbs and Shaw in 4K. You can't miss out. One of the best movies of the summer.
No.
There's better stuff coming out next week.
So stupid, it's good. I'm very excited about next week. Speaking of, in the theaters this week, starting Thursday, unbelievably, the sequel to The Shining.
Is it?
Hey.
Not really.
Stop it. Dr. Sleep, starring Ewan McGregor, hits theaters this week, directed by the one and only Mike Flanagan, who is a fantastic horror director. You can check that out this weekend.
He's also a hell of a kisser.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow. Ewan McGregor.
I would know.
Mike Flanagan is
the director of...
Yes and no. Stephen King wrote Dr. Sleep as the next story for Danny Torrance.
Correct.
Oh, okay. So it's really based on the book, but Mike Flanagan is trading on some of the imagery from the Kubrick movie.
Right. Because Mike Flanagan has to walk a fine line because Stephen King hates the original Shining.
He's already saying Dr. Sleep redeems Kubrick's The Shining.
Sweet, I mean.
Do you know how crazy that is for Mike Flanagan to see that? That's something he did. Validated a Kubrick movie?
I'm telling you right
now. Am I saying Kubrick? Not Kubrick.
Stanley Kubrick.
Kubrick.
Yeah.
The guy that filmed the moon landing.
Yeah, that guy. Mike Flanagan is the director of Oculus. He's the director of Ouija, Origin of Evil. He did the Haunting of Hill House on Netflix.
Yes.
No. The original Ouija is a joke. The sequel is fantastic. You have to see it. It's called The Origin of Evil.
I thought the original was hilarious.
That one is.
Isn't that the one where the kid vomits and it like just kind of hangs in the air, and they made that the poster?
Kind of. Yeah.
I don't remember.
That's the one. But yes, Mike Flanagan is a very talented director. I'm very excited to see Dr. Sleep. Also opening up this week.
It's got a very Stephen King-y looking kind of story, though.
I like it.
There's these weird vampire-ish type of people involved now. They're hunting down people that shine. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Are there any Dark Towers?
No. But it ties to it, I'm sure, because Dark Tower links them all together somehow. Mm-hmm.
Just to let you know, too.
Car's name Christine.
Yeah.
Yes. Roland Emmerich is returning to the big screen this weekend with a film that is got all kinds of great action, sans any aliens or science fiction.
The best part, though, is that during his press junket, he's already apologizing for Independence Day Resurgence.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah. He said it should not have existed.
He should not have made it.
Yep, that's what he said.
That's the last thing he ever made, and he's already apologizing for it.
Crazy.
Look at that.
So Roland Emmerich is returning to the big screen.
That's the biggest thing that came out of this Midway movie so far. Yeah, is that he's apologizing for his last movie. But he's not apologizing for his Parties with Bryan Singer yet.
No. Stop it.
Stop what? He did have Parties with Bryan Singer.
Okay, enough. That is terrible.
Look it up, guys.
Okay, listen. Malik is not here. It's not fair that we talk about this when he's not here.
Absolutely it is. I actually get a word in edgewise about it this time.
That's true. Good point. Midway, of course, directed by Roland
Emmerich.
The story
about the guys who created Mortal Kombat back in the day.
Oh, yeah, dude.
No.
I'm in.
It's Pearl Harbor 2.
No.
It basically is.
It is directed by...
Nice.
It's basically Pearl Harbor 2.
Roland Emmerich directs Midway.
So we only survived because of Ben Affleck?
No.
Kind
of. Just to let everyone know.
Because it's the next fight after the Pearl Harbor attack.
All right, damn it. This is history.
Am I wrong?
Okay, here's the thing.
It even looks like Pearl Harbor.
Okay, god dang it.
Free Hong Kong!
Midway is the most pivotal battle in the Pacific that turned the tide of war.
And it happened after...
After Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, so, yes. Okay. All so,
right, fine.
It's
all
the
right,
sequel.
Fine.
The movie is Pearl Harbor 2.
It's not Pearl Harbor 2!
It is. It looks like Pearl Harbor, the way it's shot and everything.
God, yes.
I'm not removing the actual historical thing going on
here.
Well,
it sounds like it.
But we're looking at a movie that was by Michael Bay in the first instance and Roland Emmerich in the next instance. I mean, are you really looking for historical accuracy in these two stories? Nope. Are you looking for a dramatic retelling of these actual events?
How dare you?
Or are you just looking for
a
sizzling...
Is Ben Affleck shirtless in this
How dare you?
However, he should be in it. Yeah.
You mock what you don't understand.
I am mocking Roland Emmerich and Michael Bay.
Yes, he is.
All right, fine. You guys are horrible people. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
Horrible people?
Wait, did he not make a bunch of Transformers movies that didn't need to exist?
Michael Bay.
Did Roland Emmerich not make a terrible Godzilla movie and Independence Day Resurgence? Did he not make 2012?
No.
Godzilla, yes, he did.
Godzilla,
he actually did.
Roland Emmerich's Godzilla is a classic, okay?
No, it's not.
With the exception of number two, all the Transformer movies are good. Okay.
Weren't you saying that the last night
the
was good?
The last night is the best one.
But you just said two was good.
No, I said with the exception of two, all of them are good.
Oh, I think I misheard you. Okay.
Two sucks, but everything else?
They all
awesome.
Suck.
Stop it. They do not.
They're all terrible.
Okay? They do
they're
not.
All horrible.
They're all terrible.
They are robots in disguise.
Every single one of them is
I
terrible.
I love every single minute of them.
That's fine, but they're still terrible.
Yeah.
You can horrible. Like junk movies.
Well, this is horrible.
I don't like those junk movies.
Wow.
You're talking about robot movies where they have balls and they actually take
that's
time
in two.
To
that's
show-
why I hate that movie.
Because of that?
Yes, I hate it.
But in the first one, okay. Bumblebee pees on John Turturro.
That I didn't mind. But here's the thing.
John Turturro, that man deserves respect.
All right, here's
that guy was in Brain Donors.
All right, to be fair, the thing I hated the most about Revenge of the Fallen.
Which Transformer is voiced by Ben Affleck?
See, now that would be good. Where he does his Boston accent. That's what they should do in the next Transformers, where Bumblebee finally talks.
That's how we save Pearl Harbor, right?
Yeah. And it's Ben Affleck in his Boston accent.
All right, listen. Here's the thing. Is that the
get in the car. I am the car. He doesn't talk like that at all, but I want him to.
Yeah, the Revenge of the Fallen was awful, and what made that movie awful was Transformer Heaven.
They were all awful, but okay.
No, 2 is terrible. I hate that freaking
I can't
movie.
Even believe
I'm so thankful I haven't seen, like...
You need to see every single one of them.
No. I sat through hell four no. of them, and even by the time
Transformers the movie, it starts and ends right there.
I went
the death
through
of
four
Unicron
of them.
Was the end of Generation One for me.
I went through four of them, and I was just like, "Why am I still doing this?"
Well,
to myself?
You missed it. The
I'm
last night was
again.
The best one.
No, best you know what? Because it was on Amazon Prime, I gave it 15 minutes. I was like, "Nope, this is exactly why I don't watch these stupid movies."
Jeez, unbelievable. Anyway,
Transformers existed in medieval times, dude. Come on.
First of all, his lineage.
Merlin summons a Transformer dragon.
First of all, the lineage.
Never mind the
what?
Fact that Merlin is a real person.
Okay. Yeah. Sam Witwicky's origins lay in those.
I didn't even
those,
get that far, dude. Once
times.
They said that Merlin all was right. a real person and he
Sam
knew Transformers.
Sam Witwicky is a Witwicken. Okay. He is a Witwicken. Okay.
What the hell is going on?
They're establishing lore off a character that wasn't even in the movies anymore.
Okay. Fair enough. But this is the importance of Sam Witwicky in 5. He's a Witwicken. Okay.
He's wicked, wicked, wicked.
Enough of you mocking the greatest Transformers movie of all time.
It's not that good.
It is so good.
None of them are.
It's all good. Anyway.
Just let go already.
Maybe Bumblebee is good, but I didn't watch Bumblebee.
Bumblebee is good.
I didn't give Bumblebee a chance because the rest of them suck. The trailer did show a little bit of promise, except for that stupid thing where he sits on the couch and breaks it.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Because that makes Bumblebee look like he's just a child.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Like he wouldn't know he couldn't sit on
you know
a
who's worse? You know who's a worse actor than Bumblebee in that film?
John Turturro.
John Cena.
Yeah, but he's a wrestler. Of course he is.
Whoa, bro. Why you got to be disrespectful?
How many
wrestlers?
Instances can you think of a wrestler that's a really great actor?
One word. Rock.
Is he a great actor?
San Andreas. Frickin' counterintelligence.
Is he a great actor?
Yes. Fast and Furious. Hobbs and Shaw. What is your... Jumanji? What is your problem?
I don't have a problem with him.
Jungle Cruise?
He's got a great personality. He's got great charm.
He's got charisma. But, he's got persona.
Yeah.
He's Dwayne Johnson.
That's why people don't realize he's not a good actor yet. Because he's got a great charisma behind
him. How dare you?
That's all you need as a performer.
All right, listen.
If you're a great performer, people will overlook if you're a great actor or not.
Have you not seen Rampage? How about Walking Tall?
No, I haven't seen any of those.
Unbelievable.
Walking Tall is not bad, but it's a remake, to be fair.
It is. Here's the thing.
I mean, I wanted to watch Rampage only because I remember playing that game at Oka's all the time when I was a kid.
I will say this.
But something tells me it's not like that at all.
In his early career,
When I saw a flying wolf monster, I was like, never mind.
Have you not seen The Rundown with Sean William Scott and The Rock?
You know, going back to your Jumanji thing, I find it insanely disrespectful that the Jumanji first movie that The Rock made was supposed to be a sequel to Robin Williams' Jumanji. They even said it kind of was. And yet, the next one coming out is Jumanji 2?
No, it's called Jumanji the
no,
next.
No, it's not. Two is in the title.
No, it's not. It says The Next Level.
I just saw a trailer where 2 is in the title.
I did not.
Jumanji 2, The Next Level.
It's called The Next Level.
I'm pretty sure the trailer I saw had 2 in there.
All right, you go look.
And if that's the case, that's showing great disrespect to Robin Williams.
By the way, The Rock is getting better with his acting. Skyscraper, huh?
I'm not saying he's a terrible actor. I'm saying he's not a great actor. He's got great charisma. He's got a great personality. That's what wins people over. That's what
Fast and Furious 9 is coming
out. Can you tell
out?
Me the difference in all of his characters in each movie? Because they're pretty much all the same guy.
Guess who else? Jungle Cruise with him and Emily Blunt.
Yeah. That's going to be pretty much just like Jumanji, I'm pretty sure. Yet another Dwayne Johnson movie where he's in the jungle.
The disrespect for The Rock is
unbelievable. It's not disrespect. I acknowledge the fact that he's got great charm.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
It's the same thing with John Wayne. John Wayne wasn't a great actor either.
Okay. You know what? Forget it. Gridiron Gang. That.
I never watched it. You know what he actually wasn't bad in, but nobody will ever pull it, is Southland Tales.
Southland Tales. He's great in Southland Tales.
He's actually pretty good in Southland Tales.
He's great in Southland Tales.
But you can kind of tell he was coached through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like somebody had to probably drag 100 takes out of him until they got the ones that they actually wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, nobody
ever pulls that, though, because nobody knows that movie.
Ironically enough, when we talk about a Samoan, one Samoan leaves. So I guess that's our cue to get the hell out of here. All right.
Because we're talking about Samoans. God. That's racist.
It's not. No, it's just that format left, so it's our cue to get out of here.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is. Anyway, it's time for us to get the hell out of here.
I think Kai just told me, motioned for me and him to go to the bathroom.
I think he did.
No, I did not.
Like, we're both going to the bathroom?
Together?
No, I don't.
Oh, how
I
cute.
Mean, I'll go.
So cute for you guys. Anyway, no. Dr. Sleep, this Thursday, the Nerd Watch is going
to
be premiering Dr.
Like
Sleep.
Sleep.
And then, of course, Midway premieres this week as well. Make sure you guys go pick up Hobbs and Shaw. And anything else I got to... play Death Stranding. Anything else I'm missing?
Not really.
We're good?
I think we're good.
All right, sweet.
You didn't play Outer World yet?
Watch The Watchmen.
Watch
The Watchmen.
Outer Worlds, I have played a little bit of it. It's feeling like a good game to me. I just have to get into it more.
I got one. Netflix just got National Lampoon's Loaded Weapon 1.
Oh, yeah.
I already own that. That's a great movie. Fantastic movie.
It doesn't hold up. I watched it, and I think my memory of it was better than it actually is.
Wilderness Girls? Come on, man.
Come on. Watch it again.
All right, fine. I'll watch it. I own it.
I know, but something tells me you haven't watched it. You just bought it because you remembered it was funny.
Yeah. Fair enough.
It doesn't hold up.
Well,
1 week out for Disney Plus.
Disney Plus, 1 week out.
Oh, that is next week,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
Next
wow.
week, yeah. baby.
Oh, that's why that Star Wars game comes out that week, too.
That's right.
It?
Fallen Order, baby. Wow. Jedi Fallen Order. I'm super excited.
I got mine already paid.
Yeah,
did you read this thing that the supposed ad-free Disney Plus is not going to be quite as ad-free as advertised?
No, it's not.
I didn't dig into the article, but somebody put that up as a headline.
If I just paid $140 for 3 years, it better be freaking
And
ad-free.
If you have Verizon, no. you didn't have to. I can't wait to get my email and rub it in your face that I have to pay for Disney for a whole year, by the way.
Yeah, but you're going to get commercials. Maybe I won't.
I really don't care.
Fine.
Yeah.
Unless there's a commercial like right in the middle of a movie, that's not going to bug me.
All right. Fair enough.
I don't mind sifting through a couple of ads until the damn movie. Because you know what? You can't avoid it at theater anyway.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. We'll see. All right.
When you go to the theater at Regal and they're like, hey, we're going to show you our film. Those students that are like, hey, we're going to show you our film, but it's really just a Coke commercial. Like, they really don't understand. They're not making a film. They're making a Coke commercial. I feel so sorry for those kids. Every single time. Enjoy our film. It's not a film, stupid. It's a Coke commercial that you just made.
Yeah,
you're stupid. You actually thought you were making a film, you poor thing.
Hey, they made a film that had product placement
in
it.
That's not a film. It's not even a two-minute. It's a commercial. These poor kids think they're making film. And you know what's weird? They probably made a two-hour version of that. They got chopped into a commercial.
Oh, you guys are horrible people.
Probably had a whole...
Give them... The young filmmakers need a chance.
That's not filmmaking.
I'm pretty sure if Spielberg came up today, he'd probably be doing the same thing.
No, because that man was making Super 8 films before he even got into film school.
Hey, John Jay.
Fair enough.
Format's okay.
All right, well, listen, we are out of time. The chat has gone crazy because they're talking about wrestling, which I could talk about all night long.
No, we're ending this.
Don't even get started because I want to leave before 12.
All right, so we're out of time. So hope Format's feeling better. I think you have to use the restroom, but we are out of time. So for Format, for the man who is the producer,
the man
seducer,
with the plan and a monkey in his hand.
He is Kai Kai, and of course, the one and only Gannon. All right, we're out of time. So until next time, IMG Money. Peace out. Much love. And most assuredly, always stay nerdy, baby. We'll see you back here next week with a preview of Dr. Sleep next week. And Death Stranding. Aloha.